Thank you and good afternoon. A man was flown to an out-of-area hospital following a single vehicle collision at the intersection of Cleveland Street and South Avenue in Eureka around 1:30 this morning. Eureka officers responded to the scene of the crash and contacted the 27-year-old male driver, who suffered multiple head injuries after he collided into a telephone pole. The driver was flown to an out-of-area hospital for treatment. Alcohol is being investigated as a factor in the collision. 50-year-old Patrick Harris is currently in custody for attempted homicide, and he is recovering in the hospital after being shot in the leg at a BLM campground in Petrolia on Tuesday afternoon. Harris was displaying odd behavior towards a woman while making death threats and started to choke her with a steel bar. A male citizen nearby then shot Harris in the leg in defense of the woman, and he was detained by multiple witnesses until Humboldt deputies arrived on scene. Deputies arrested Harris for attempted homicide, and he is currently being treated for a non-life-threatening gunshot wound. The victim in the incident declined medical attention at the scene, but she did suffer significant facial injuries. The California Nurses Association and National Nurses United announced a new union agreement with the health chain Providence St. Joseph's Health, an agreement that includes the first-ever union contracts with multiple health centers, including Redwood Memorial Hospital in Fortuna and St. Joseph's Hospital in Eureka. Provisions in the agreement for Redwood Memorial include safer staffing practices, creating a professional practice committee, guaranteed breaks, and wage increases of 14% over the next 3 years, among other economic gains. Details in the new contract for Eureka nurses also include safer staffing practices, along with wage increases of 14% over the next 3 years as well. The agreements were reached on Monday and will be ratified at meetings next Thursday. This afternoon, the Arcata Fire Protection District sent down one engine company to Monterey County to join the local county strike team as they assist in battling the Sabranas wildfire. The Arcata engine will team up with two engine companies from Humboldt Bay Fire and one engine company each from Fieldbrook, Briceland, and Fortuna. The wildfire is at 50% containment, but has burned over 70,000 acres and destroyed over 50 homes since it ignited on July 22nd. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office responded to property in the Blocksburg area on Tuesday and eradicated multiple marijuana grows. In the weeks prior, deputies flew above the property and discovered the gardens, and the parcella property was leased out to a tenant who claimed that the property had the required permits from the county to cultivate marijuana. After research and diving into data regarding the permits, it was confirmed that the property did not have the proper permits, and the owner of the property told deputies to eradicate all plants at the scene and provided a gate key and consented to a search of the property. On Tuesday, deputies detained several people at the scene, and all plants on the property were disposed of. The detainees were then released. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Following up on a narcotic trafficking investigation in Eureka, on Tuesday, the Eureka Police Department's POP unit served a search warrant at a Haven Lane residence in McKinleyville. During the search, law enforcement arrested 24-year-old Juan Angulo Lugo and more than 350 grams of meth, 190 grams of cocaine, along with a loaded pistol, and $2,300 in cash were located. Angulo Lugo was booked into county jail on numerous drug and firearm charges, and more arrests are expected to be made. The California Highway Patrol is investigating DUI as a factor in a collision on Central Avenue in McKinleyville on Sunday that sent the 19-year-old driver to the hospital. Brandon Spolino was headed north on Central just south of Pickett Road when he ran a red light, colliding into a wooden signpost and a large tree. The vehicle rolled over on its side and caused major injuries to Spolino, and he was taken to Mad River Hospital for treatment. DUI is believed to be a factor in the crash. There will be a simulated emergency at Humboldt State University today as school staff test the response teams on campus. The emergency exercise will happen at 6 o'clock this evening at a residence hall, and it will be loud with simulated smoke, noise, and injuries to be treated by first responders. Today, Peninsula Airline reduced the fare cost for scheduled flights between Portland, Oregon and the Arcata-Eureka area to try and match the competitive rates in Crescent City. This comes in an attempt to help customers catch flights at the Humboldt County Airport at nearly the same cost, rather than drive the extra 2 hours to Crescent City for a similar price. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.